How did this all get started?
You know, honestly, I think I like to think it got started with the idea of writing for somebody, and that somebody was writing for Rindy. I had heard him perform in his stunning work, And God Created Great Whales, 20 years ago when I was still a student at Juilliard, and was enamored, as everybody else was, and said, one day, I'm going to work with this man. Many, many years later, I had been interested in writing a short piece based on the idea of crossing the River Styx, and asked Rindy to perform in it, which he did, and then luckily roped him then to, you know, create this entire evening long piece, which he then wrote, and we co-created with the amazing director Julian Crouch and the instrument designer and inventor Mark Stewart.
Rindy, this character Harold, such an interesting character, and it sounds like from the time that you started working with Paola on this project, that Harold has really evolved a lot over time. how did this character get started, and who has he become?
Oh, man, Harold is really – he's taken a trip. He really has taken a journey. I'm having difficulty now remembering the old Harold and what he was. He was always a kind of watch repairman because – It seemed to resonate with this idea of the aging magician. The title itself was instrumental in forming the character. But I didn't want to deal with a magician because I felt that if I deal with a magician, then we're going to have to do a lot of magic, which I am not capable of doing. And we didn't want to turn it into a magic show. So the task became to find a way. I was interested in this idea of the magician and this idea of crossing the River Styx. So it became about someone making a transition after death. I remember one fateful day when I brought in a script, and we had a big meeting, and I read the whole libretto for my colleagues. In it, Harold had a watch that he was delivering to Coney Island, and it was just met with silence. They just couldn't get behind it. And then the very next day, I threw everything out and started from the beginning, and Harold just started speaking. And he just didn't stop.
But what was interesting about that moment, as difficult as it was for Rindy, was that that crisis in writing, if you will, became very, very central to the story of Harold, which was then actually writing a book called The Aging Magician. Mm-hmm. And so what I love about Rindy is he turned this, you know, difficult moment of rewriting and rewriting and rewriting into something that informed the character in such a deep way.
And as the story started to take shape, then how did the music kind of come along with that, Paola? How did you try and take what Rindy had come up with for the character Harold and kind of incorporate that into what you had in mind musically?
So, I mean, different from, you know, maybe other operas where you kind of receive a libretto that's mostly complete, may go through revisions, but, you know, is done before you start writing. What I really love about this kind of process, and which is one of the reasons I started my company, is I adore collaboration, and I learn so much from it in terms of my own technique. And so in this sense, having these parts that we were reimagining didn't necessarily change the music, because the essence of magic and of legacy and these kind of deep-seated themes didn't change, but words changed. And so in that way, it was a very interesting process with Rindy, because, of course, he's not just a writer and a director, but he's also a great composer. And so I was able to say, okay, well, you know, I don't necessarily want to change these musical lines. Can you write into them? And he would. And so that process of back and forth and you know, of course, based in trust, very much informed our process, I would say.
Some of the photos I've seen of the production and in that video trailer, it looks like your instrument designer, Mark, just had a wonderful time just designing everything that is there. How did that process work, and how was he able to design such a wonderful set for you?
So, I mean, first of all, Mark was one of the original collaborators, I should have said. He actually did the face that is central to the Coney Island set, which is, of course, fashioned after Rindy, in our very first incarnation of the piece. Mark is incredibly playful. He's one of the most talented performers, improvisers, and brilliant makers of magical things from ordinary items. And this piece is very much about magic in everyday life. And so he was the perfect person to reimagine common items and create something extraordinary out of them. And then, of course, you know, the kids are very central to the piece, and they guide Harold as the guides over this River Styx, which in this case, of course, is the river, leading over to Brooklyn, and the F train stops lead us to the final Coney Island. And so when you finally see them in this world, I think all of the piece kind of comes together in a really beautiful way.
Yeah, you mentioned the kids are such a central part of this. How did that idea take shape for you, that the kids would be the ones that kind of guided Harold home, so to speak?
Well, we had a relationship with the Brooklyn Youth Chorus. They're just great, and they felt, I, at this point, again, as I think in all great collaborations, you don't remember who has the ideas. It just became clear to us that the kids would be the perfect guide for Harold, because he, in a way, was still a kid. And so when he has these, you know, sparks of imagination or memories, they're the perfect, you know, perfect characters to kind of ignite the imagination on stage. And I think that's how we saw it.
The children were all, there was never any doubt about the participation of the children. There was something, I like this working within limits. I mean, you give mm-hmm. yourself these particular limits. We're dealing with the title, The Aging Magician, which we never abandoned.
We wanted to
it so many times. We thought, man, it somehow stayed.
Right.
And I think I'm inclined to think magically about these things, that in fact the name was right and it helped us. And the limitations we set for ourselves were the right limitations, and they were difficult in the right ways, and they provoked us in the right ways.
I've seen him before. I've seen him in some form.